This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Lots of comments. What, we're on? All right. I want to read comments. I want to talk to people. I don't want this to be us talking to each other. I want this one to be we're interacting with Facebook.
Yes.
Hello, Facebook.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Week in Review podcast Facebook thingy. I'm Chaz. AJ's over here.
How you doing?
That's Pam.
Hi.
Hiding behind Phil.
I know.
And Phil. Can you move yourself,
yes. Pam?
That looks very comfortable.
Can you move yourself?
It was.
I'm lounging. What?
What? What?
This is very comfortable.
Yeah, I'm sure the guys are digging it.
Well, we got to start with making Connecticut history.
Yes.
Changing the state for the better. And the tribe did it. And thank you. And wow, what a feeling that was.
Applaud yourselves.
Holy crap.
Applaud yourselves.
Mm. Well, I didn't think it was possible, but no. It was. The little train that could. Did it.
Might and makes right.
We've done a lot of things, raised a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of special moments on the air. This is another one of those moments where I was like, wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Tribe comes through.
Never lets us down.
Every time.
Never. You guys are awesome.
We were all equally pissed, and I think that that's the thing. There's that just underlying current that we're just pissed and tired of being, you know, robbed. Every time, you know, they blow our money like Monopoly money, then they need more and they just come at us. And
yeah, we're not ATM over here.
I think everybody knows, too, it doesn't start and stay the same. It'll start at one level and they'll just, you know, those tolls will be cranked up to so much money. If you just beamed in from another planet, it was all but a done thing that tolls were going to come to Connecticut. And because of the tribe reaching out to their legislators, going to a town hall meeting in Milford,
making noise,
we shut that shit down. Big time.
Yep, done.
Big time. Mm-hmm. And to where, you know, they were holding daily press conferences to
daily.
Kind of fight off what we were...
Damage, you know, reports.
Demonstrating what the truth was. And it was unbelievable. It was us against them. And we effing won.
See? Yep. It can happen, people.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It really... it showed me that we can do a lot of things. But $1.3 billion, and that's just what they... revealed towards the end.
Yeah, who knows what it's really going to be.
Per year is a lot of money in the Connecticut economy. So, wow, that's a big, big swing in the quality of life in Connecticut. Thanks to the tribe. So thank you.
Good job.
People checking in, thumbs up. What do we got?
Oh, yeah. Annie says, now we got to move on to legalizing marijuana. We've been getting a lot of calls.
There's
people
money
keep saying
in there.
That.
Why would you not have that money?
That seems
makes
like,
no sense.
It seems like a no-brainer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even a stone brainer, for Christ's sake. Even I know it makes money.
Even if you have no brain
right.
and you're stoned.
See, I
noticed
it.
Stone brainer.
Right.
It's a stone brainer.
Exactly.
Mm, stone brainer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anything else? Thumbs up?
Yeah. People saying no? People are just really excited. They love the Week in Review Live. Best part of my week. Love you guys.
Really? Best
Lots
part of the week.
Okay. Tolls are dead. A lot of celebrating going on.
Tolls are dead.
Tolls are dead.
Yep.
Tolls got to go.
I think we have a little surprise that's going to walk in anytime now.
A little surprise?
Yeah.
Huh.
The mystery guest.
What could it be?
Mystery guest.
Who would you think it would, like if we brought somebody in, who do you think it would be?
Joe Pesci.
Right. Fucking AJ. Always has to make it so whatever it is now is going to suck, right?
Well, no. You said little surprise. You said little surprise. So, you know, I figured you have no one's seen him around in a while and he's little.
Right.
He is little.
Right.
I'm going to go with Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Sometimes, no, you know, if she has a
tall.
Day off.
Right, she'll pop in.
Right.
I would have brought her right in.
This is true. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
I don't want to. You know, she watches this and listens, so I don't want to say she would be a big surprise.
Yeah.
Not in size. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Oh yeah.
This is still not going
shit.
Well.
Smooth.
Wow.
Ferguson.
This is still not going well.
Fucking nailed that shit.
Yeah. Good job.
Right.
Kyle says Boss Keith with an uncensored top five.
I'm seeing the surprise.
Yeah.
Oh.
Puppy.
Oh my God!
Oh
my God! Oh my God!
It's a
beautiful.
Wiggle baby.
Wiggly, yes.
It's
Megan's
a wiggly
puppy.
Baby.
Phil, can you run the camera so Megan can get in the shot here, please?
Whoop!
What's puppy's name?
She's that whittler.
Harvey.
Harvey. Whoops! Harvey just went
Did
down.
You just drop the dog?
No.
You just dropped.
No, he wanted.
You dropped Harvey.
Oh, how beautiful.
Puppy and I let him do
oh, how beautiful.
Do.
Oh, my God. Look at that. Boss Keith likes that.
He's loving this.
That was a dog, right? That was a dog, right? Made a noise?
Okay.
Just checking.
That was a puppy sound, right?
Eat my hand.
Eat my hand. All right, why don't you get over there on the mic, both of you, and then Megan, explain why Harvey is here.
Because he's cute. He's eating the microphone.
Thank you, Christian.
No problem, guys.
Thanks, dude.
Did we get a shot of Christian?
We did.
He used to produce the show.
Right.
Marcy.
Formerly Marcy.
The show? Oh, yeah, I took your job.
Oh, no. he was like, so I didn't produce the show, but he was Phil's right-hand man.
Right.
So I feel like Phil's an executive producer, and you were a producer. And now he's a big time radio guy down the hall, so we're very proud of him.
It's amazing.
Good seeing you, brother.
Good seeing you.
So, Megan, explain why Harvey's here today.
Harvey is here because, Pam, I overheard you say that I make your life miserable. So I'm like, how can I make someone's life miserable if I can bring in a cute collie for you to cuddle? Because you're always asking when I can bring Harvey in.
I have been waiting for this puppy to come in here.
Yeah.
So fuzzy.
I don't remember saying that.
So fuzzy.
Do you feel guilty now?
So fuzzy.
Now I feel like I'm in heaven.
Now,
puppy heaven.
Do you remember what Pam said in terms of how she makes your life miserable?
Yeah, what was I talking about?
Would you write it down?
I just heard that. I make your life miserable. You said this is a conversation for another time.
Yeah, I do remember this, but I don't remember what we were talking about.
Were we on air?
We said, hi, how are you
today?
Yeah,
we were on air.
We said, hi, Pam, how are you?
I can't remember what we were talking about. We were talking about something.
She said, my miserable.
I did say that, but I can't remember what it was about.
Why does, let's be honest now, she brought in a puppy, so it's like honesty time.
Oh, God,
why does Megan annoy you?
She doesn't.
Now, you know why? Is because Megan is close to perfection, right?
Yes.
Right.
You are.
This is not awkward at all.
I think what it is that I F up all the time.
Right.
And
but
I try really hard and I still F up.
That's part of your charm.
But
though.
I feel like Megan is always like, she's always dressed impeccably. She has a great body. She has great hair. She's got a great personality and she's smart. She's got a puppy.
Right.
She never gets in trouble. No. She never gets in trouble with the boss, and I always get in trouble.
But we're just showing what y'all.
You're just a baby.
Oh, he did it once over.
He did a scan.
Oh, he did. He did it once over.
She does.
He did a scan,
and she has great taste in clothing. Like she dresses really well.
She did a good job with the closet commercials.
I thought we said what's the one thing that annoys you about her?
The buttons.
So what happened with the commercials was the worst day of my life.
The worst thing.
Because Megan and I both had to do these commercials for this closet. Yeah. And
Megan was doing a good job, and Pam was not considered to be doing a good job.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I got an email that the person in sales forwarded me from the client.
Be more like Megan.
Be more like Megan.
I was told to be more like you.
No.
I was told to be more like you.
They played each other.
More excited and more real.
They made him play. They played the.
She's lying.
Look at that.
She's lying. She's trying to make Pam feel better.
Well,
but it's not working.
Well, it's part
I
of
like how you turn your back on her when you say she's
that's,
lying.
That's part of her perfection.
You do the voice of the dog. Microphone.
That's part of her perfection.
It's like the dog's not
making
saying,
you feel better.
Pam's calling Megan a liar, right? But she's doing it in a nice puppy voice.
While holding her dog.
Right. No, she's making it like the dog's calling her a liar, but Pam's saying, Megan, you're a liar.
Yeah, I don't think Harvey would say that.
I'm holding Harvey very awkwardly.
Yeah, you are.
See, I feel like countries when they
one paw right there. What yeah, are they doing his
poor leg. Look at Harvey; he's so comfortable.
I need to readjust.
He's like a pound puppy.
Dropped him on his head, so he probably can't feel that leg anyway.
What are we doing here?
Where's your hand, Pam?
It's on the penis.
She had her hand on the penis.
On Harvey's penis.
It's a penis. Boy.
Yeah.
You got a face.
Look at him. He's so happy.
Sounds like a really bad book.
That is a cute dog.
Gorgeous.
He's perfect.
How old is Harvey now?
He is about 10 weeks now.
Jeez, 10 weeks. 10 weeks.
Just a fuzzy baby.
Shut up, Kyle.
What did Kyle say?
Dick.
Now, what did Kyle say?
Kyle, Pam fares for her job. Kyle, Pam's going to drive the van again. There was another comment I saw from him as well.
Is it something about Pam, she does really well? Yeah, really. Have you seen her car?
Wait, I can't find it now.
Her old car.
Oh, that's
Kyle.
Kyle, Megan, jerk comments all day.
Uh oh. Kyle's no, piling on.
Because he knows you're going to call him out.
Pam has great chemistry with her own breed. Well, whatever. That's right. I'm a bitch.
That's right. I'm a bitch. I'm a... Yeah.
It's funny, though, how as soon as she put the dog down, pff, anger.
Right.
Yeah, it's like,
Harvey is the therapy dog.
I know. Oh, my God. Maybe we should get one for the show.
Really? Hand it to me at 6 a.m.
Right. Here,
when I'm doing
Jazz.
My rant.
Yeah, you're
puppy.
Yeah,
your
meltdown.
Time.
Right.
Puppy time.
If Harvey was here every morning at 6 a.m. for the last 3 weeks, Connecticut would be facing tolls.
Right. It's true.
I'd be like, who cares if there's tolls? There's Harvey.
I am doggy.
It's Harvey.
I'm going to get a box from Joe Arsimowitz full of puppies.
Right.
Just as planned.
Yeah, the next session.
We found a kink in his armor.
Yeah. Oh, that dog is friggin' cute. Yeah. Oh, look at him. He's all licky-licky.
Right.
You're doing licky?
Oh, this
I want a dog. Jennifer wants a dog, but we would not be good dog owners. We would never be home.
Unless you bring him with you all the time.
Yeah. It wouldn't be fair for the dog. No. But, oh, I want a dog so bad.
Bring your dog to work day?
Bring your dog to work day.
See.
Oh, Megan, thanks for bringing Harvey in.
Yeah, beautiful.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Beautiful. Lots of luck and love.
Pam, did Megan make up for it now?
Yes. She's more than made up for it.
But she laughs right after that.
Yeah, that sounds
good. I wish I could remember what we were talking about. There was something specific.
That
I just can't remember
nuts.
What it was.
We said, Pam, how are you? And you went,
do you remember, Phil?
Yeah.
Phil remembers.
Of course he does.
Of course he does.
It was the Bozzy hang-up, and she was like, oh, it reminds me of the Donald Trump hang-up.
Oh, right.
Right.
That's right. And I said, oh, make it, because she wrote, that's right.
Uh-oh, hand the puppy back to Pam again.
That's what made me say that.
Hand the puppy back to Pam
again.
Because
I was like, oh, got to bring that up when I thought I wasn't going to get my balls busted from one woman.
You have balls?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can everybody just look at Harvey's palm?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Look at, he's so well behaved too. He's got a constant smile.
I haven't barked one time.
He's just happy.
Yeah.
He's just being held and he's so happy.
I'm the same way after a couple of
times. I love that dog. Look at him.
Yeah. After a couple of martinis, I'm the same way.
With me. He's like, there's a stick in here somewhere.
Now he's biting your head.
No, he's like, we need to comb this thing out.
It
smells gets messy with the headphones. Okay?
It smells like bacon.
It's true. Since August.
Well, thank you, Megan, for bringing in Harvey.
Going to just remain quiet.
Thank you for watching and your
thank
comments.
You.
We didn't get to as many comments as I wanted to.
Kyle!
I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Bye.
Pam's over there.
Bye.
Phil's behind the phone. And that's Megan and Harvey.
Bye.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks again for this week.
Kyle. Enjoy.
Nice job.
Peace.
Thank you.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.